Who were the children that were coming in for the screenings?
The children were very diverse. We saw children that were from, you know, as young as two to 12 or 13 years old. They had a variety of needs, a variety of problems, and very thankfully several that we saw that were just ready and needed to be directed to available resources to just continue preventive care because they looked pretty good.
Now, what kinds of problems did you find?
We saw children that had decay in 18 of their 20 teeth, severe decay, gum tissue that was super swollen, obviously infected, you know, minor cavities, moderate disease. But it pretty much went, we had a small percentage of children in the middle that just had, you know, kind of small problems. But the vast majority of the children that we saw had really pretty significant immediate dental problems that we needed to get addressed.
And were these children who hadn't had dental care and hadn't had cleanings and regular checkups before?
30% of the children seen had not been to a dentist before. We also asked, does your child have a regular dentist? 67% of the children do not have a regular dentist. We asked, when was the last time your child saw a dentist, for the ones who had seen a dentist? And about 10% of the ones who had seen a dentist had been 2 years or more. And I think what Lisa was talking about is very important, is that a good number of the children didn't have very terrible problems, but it was clear that they needed some care relatively soon to prevent the problems that they did have from getting worse, or even the ones who had pretty good, their mouths were in pretty good condition. It's real important to get them in to keep getting the preventive care that they, you know, that they need. So it's a pretty significant size of the population who doesn't have access to regular care.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to assess why it is they didn't get that care?
We did ask, do you have health insurance? 83% of the parents had some kind of insurance for themselves or for somebody in the family. A lot of the families had Medicaid or the medical card, which is health coverage, but it's problematic. And it's problematic because it's very hard to find a dentist in this community who takes the medical card. And so that sort of correlates with parents saying that their child does not have a regular dentist, although technically they have some kind of coverage. In terms of, you know, some other issues that came up, there were some issues regarding the availability of services during non-traditional hours, such as weekends or evenings, so that the parents could actually get themselves or their children to care. And the other big issue that came up was that there were some folks who needed specialists, and their access and affordability is a huge problem.
You had a chance to survey some of the parents, too, on Saturday. What were some of the findings among them?
55% of the parents do not have a regular dentist for themselves. 57% do not get regular checkups. We asked them, when was the last time you saw a dentist? And it ranged from recently for some parents, and by recently I mean within the last 2 years, to as long as 13 years ago. 25% of the parents had not seen a dentist in the past 3 to 13 years. So there are some folks there definitely going without needed dental care. Even if they're not experiencing problems, they're certainly going without the benefit of preventive health care. We also talked to people about if it's been longer than a year or so since you saw a dentist, what kinds of things got in the way, and overwhelmingly affordability and access issues, including the lack of providers who accept the medical card, was what came up.
Why is that? What's the difference between a medical clinic and a dental clinic or a dentist accepting a medical card?
Reimbursement. Dental reimbursement is very, very, very low.
It's not the same as it is for the medical services.
No. No.
Well, the other thing to remember is that a lot of the medical services in this community are provided through large healthcare organizations, so that some of the administrative work of doing the paperwork and so on, and there's a lot of other sources of cash flow, so it's a little bit easier to wait out not just the low reimbursement but the slow reimbursement, whereas a dentist's practice, they're basically people in business for themselves. They're basically entrepreneurial, and they don't have a whole organization behind them who can sort of buffer the cash flow issues. Mm-hmm. I think the other thing is, frankly, you know, one of the reasons that we at the Champaign County Healthcare Consumers have not been pushing hard to try to get dentists to take the medical card is because the other thing is that a lot of times what Medicaid will pay for is, or better yet, there's a lot of aspects of dental care that Medicaid will not pay for, and that puts dentists in a position where they feel that providing dental care, if they're seeking Medicaid reimbursement, is compromised. Because, for example, dentists will typically always want to try to work to save a natural tooth, whereas Medicaid will pay for pulling the tooth. The other thing is that Medicaid won't pay for example, anesthesia. We have folks who need to have their wisdom teeth pulled. They essentially need oral surgery. Medicaid will pay for that, but it won't pay for the anesthesia, and that's several hundred dollars, and the folks can't afford that. So it puts people in a very bad situation.
Mm-hmm. And I think knowing what I know about Medicaid reimbursement for dental services, I think we ought to just keep a really close eye on what's going to happen real shortly here, because the insider information is that the Medicaid reimbursement for dental services to adults that are currently carrying the medical card is on the chopping block at the state level. So what little bit we have available may, in a very short period of time, no longer be available, which will really put us in a huge bind. But to the opposite of that, I think it's just amazing what we have been able to do as a community together. We've begun to create resolutions and solutions to a huge nationwide problem. I mean, what we face here in Champaign County is no different than what we face nationwide, except that in a lot of the communities across the nation, they don't have the people and the resources that we have, and if they do, they're not utilizing them to the best of their ability. We are clearly a community that's come together to create. You know, we recognize the issues and we're creating solutions.
Lisa Bell, coordinator of the Champaign County Health Department's Child Dental Access Program, and Claudia Lenoff, executive director of Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. For more on these and other issues concerning dental access and oral health, visit the website smilehealthy.org.